Last Sunday, the church emphasized the baptism of Jesus. And today, which is the second Sunday after Epiphany, we continue to celebrate the revelation of Christ and to receive further insight about the one described by John as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And as we gathered from the gospel reading for today, John was testifying to Jesus' unique relationship with God. However, today I am inviting you to reflect with me on the invitation of Jesus to his first disciples and how they responded to his call to follow him. Some words from the gospel reading. John chapter 1 and part of verse 39. He, that is Jesus, said to them, "Come and see." Come and see. I invite you to take a minute to recall a time or an occasion when you received an invitation to come and see. Perhaps to a place where you've always wanted to go, or to meet someone that you've always wanted to meet, or to have an experience that has always been on your wish list. I have lots of memories of invitations. Quite a few of them have had an impact on my life. My first trip abroad from my little island of St. Kitts in the Caribbean, a trip to Puerto Rico. As a teenager, our Spanish teacher said to us, "Look, we are going on a trip." We got all excited until she said to us, "Well, you'll be in summer school for 2 months." And the excitement wasn't as great, nevertheless. Is this a hint or something? Am I coming through okay, Egan? Wonderful. I'll make it brief today. You've probably had lots of pleasant memories of invitations from your early days. And through life, you've probably had invitations as well, which have really made an impact. How can we say no to invitations like special receptions? How can we say no when someone approaches us in the church and ask us kindly and gently to assume a position of responsibility? I look around and conclude that most, if not all of us, have received invitations to serve God and the church in one way or another. And what a privilege it is to serve. I have found, and I'm sure that many of you can testify to this, that sometimes we are called to serve. And quite often it is our expectation that we'll be giving. But by God's grace, many of those invitations cause us to receive. And I can testify to the number of times that I've been on a pastoral visit, and I came away from that pastoral visit energized by the positive attitude of some of our seniors and some people who we consider to be ill. What a privilege. And as you think of some of the significant invitations that you have received and accepted, you might notice a trend. Was the purpose to meet the host or some important person? To see what's happening? To become part of an organization or movement? Or was it mere curiosity? Jesus issued the invitation to come and see in response to the question about where he was staying. We are told that John the Baptist was with two of his disciples when he identified Jesus as the Lamb of God. They were curious to find out more about Jesus for themselves. However, when Jesus turned on and saw them following, he initiated a conversation. that's recorded in John's Gospel for today. What are you looking for? Question. We realize that the two disciples did not really answer the question. But what's clear is that they wanted to learn more about the one described as the Lamb of God. And so they inquired, "Where are you staying? Come, can we come and find out a bit more about you?" To which Jesus made the invitation, "Come and see." An invitation, my friends, that is still open to all of us. For at our baptism, we received a new identity when we were marked with the sign of the cross and formally began our spiritual journey as part of the body of Christ. We became disciples of Christ with a desire to follow the example of Jesus and the first disciples that he chose. We are into the planning stage for our annual vestry, which happens exactly 3 weeks from today on February the 5th. Many of you have been contacted by a member of the nominations committee, inviting you to continue to serve in your current role in the parish, or to give some consideration to using the gifts with which you've been blessed for ministry in the parish and in the community. I hope that you've prayerfully and carefully discerned where God is calling each of you to serve, despite all of the commitments that you have made. I must admit that sometimes we are not as thorough or discerning in inviting people to serve. And I've heard stories of people being involved in parish life, sometimes for months, sometimes for years, who've come with great experience and no one approaches them. So if we've been remiss, if we have not approached you, and there's any position or area of ministry where God is calling you to participate, and you have not been approached, please do not hesitate to contact me or one of the wardens or someone from the nominations committee as soon as possible to allow your name to be included at vestry. My siblings, my sisters and brothers in Christ, every week we come boldly to this place, and we come expecting to find Jesus in the Word of God, in the sacrament, and in our prayers together. We accept the invitation to come and see Jesus just as we are. Just as we are. The songwriter placed it in a very special way, just as I am without one plea. And I'm sure that many of you are familiar with that. Just as we are, we come to follow Jesus and to use the gifts for ministry that were entrusted to us. Jesus' disciples found what they were looking for. They found the Messiah. How about us? How about you? How about me? Have we found what or who we are looking for? What are we seeking? I believe that today's gospel reading issues to each and every one of us a call to action. A call to action in three ways. First of all, to be observant, to seek in our daily walk with Christ, so that we must continue to look around us and to consider how we can be faithful to our baptismal vows. What can we do? What can we learn? Who can we help? So first of all, I think we issued a challenge to action to be observant. Secondly, I think we issued the challenge to answer. Faith without works. You know the rest of it. We must respond to the situations presented to us daily to show God's love in whatever way we can. And thirdly, we are called to action to lead others to Christ. For we must issue the invitation to others to come and to see what Christ is doing in our homes, with our friends. And perhaps the most powerful invitation could be our personal witness by the way we live. The mission of John the Baptist was to point others to Christ. And today's gospel places before us the example of Andrew, who led his brother Peter to Jesus. We are told from the gospel reading for today that one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah." Andrew is considered by many theologians and biblical scholars to be the first evangelist, and he has given us a model to use. So this is what Andrew did. He found and recognized the Messiah. And we know that John's witness led his disciples to become followers of Jesus. Andrew believed. His faith was strong, wasn't it? He found and recognized the Messiah, he believed, and then he issued the invitation. He followed the example of Jesus. "Come and see." He invited others, starting with those closest to him, his brother. I had to ask myself this question, and I hope you do as well. How is our credibility with our family and friends? Would a brother, a sister, or dear friend respond to our invitation based on what they see in our lives? Our Lord issued the invitation to the first disciples to come and see. And he's still inviting us to come closer, to be attentive, and to see what our Savior is doing to redeem the world. I came across a message which goes something like this. God is about to open doors in your life that no one can shut. Come and meet Jesus. Come and meet Jesus. Could this be a message or a promise to us here at St. George and Young and to others who are listening? You see, John recognized Christ. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. From verse 34 of the Gospel for today, Andrew knew that he had found the Messiah. From verse 41, we heard he first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. How about you and me? Have we found our Messiah? Let us continue faithfully as we come and see, to serve God, to share his love, and invite others into his presence. For when we love others the way God loves us, we give our very best. During Jesus' earthly ministry, the crowds met him, heard him preach, saw him perform miracles, and were transformed by what they experienced. The gospel writer's story for today about the first disciples is certainly incomplete until their witness brings others to Jesus. We too are offered this precious gift of salvation and invited to share it with everyone. Will we accept? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the testimony of John the Baptist. Thank you for calling Andrew to come and see and to invite his brother Simon to do the same. Thank you for inviting us to come and see. And may we trust you to sustain our faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.